And we're back. Hey, how you still doing?
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to be entertained by the sweetest talent in internet radio? And now, here she is, Brown Sugar!
Can I have some brown sugar with that, please?
Brown Sugar Radio is where it all happens. Now here's your host, Brown Sugar.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? It's your girl, Brown Sugar, and we're doing it big tonight. We have the dynamic Yin Yang Twins in the house. But before we bring our extraordinary guest on the air, I want to introduce my co-host for the evening. We have PB in the house. What's going on, PB?
Yeah. Oh.
And then I have the Q.
What's in the
what? We getting it crunked tonight with the Oh my goodness. And so I want to bring on the man of the hour. We have the dynamic D-Rock. What's up, D-Rock?
What's happening?
Hey, we got to bring you on in Brown Sugar style.
Bring it on in D-Rock style. Ah, meow, meow.
Go ahead, D-Rock. All right, Badass. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. Yes.
Clap okay. your hands, everybody. Everybody, clap your hands.
Yes, indeed. We're getting it crunk tonight. And I just want to say thank you so much for all of the listeners in the chat room that are joining us. Q, it's up and running now. It should be flowing. We should be doing our thing.
We're doing all our thing.
What?
Yeah. All right. And tonight, y'all listeners know how we do it, okay? The first half of the segment, what we're going to do, is we're going to conduct our one-on-one interview. Then the second half of the segment will open up the phone lines, all right? Now, many of y'all know D-Rock as the Ying, all right? And I want to let you know that tonight we have D-Rock we're going to focus on, and then we will try to catch up with Kane. He's busy doing his thing. We'll try to catch up with him another time. But by all means, I want to say that I am grateful. I appreciate you coming through for us tonight, D-Rock. And I just got to say thank you so much because I know that you are a very, very busy man.
Man, it's all good. It's all good.
All right.
You got to give back sometime. Can't be greedy. Can't be greedy.
Yeah, most definitely. So what I'm going to do is I am can you see the chat box, Q?
Yes, I can.
Okay, all right, I want to make sure because I did open it up. Okay, I see the phone lines are already filling up here, and definitely I don't mind if you're listening. Please let us know in the chat box if you are just listening. Please give us your area code so I do not pick you up on the switchboard, okay? However, for those of you who want to come through and ask any questions, we will try to get to you, okay? I can't promise it, but we will try. However, like I said, the best thing to probably do, I have the Q and PB monitoring the chat boxes for me, and certainly you can ask the question to them, and we'll try to show you some love tonight and ask D-Rock, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
You heard her. I hope y'all heard that.
Okay. You see, this is going to be fun already. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and ask a couple of my questions first. What we'll do is we'll rotate, and then PB, you can go ahead and ask yours and then the Q, all right? Let's see. Now, I got to ask.
We all good as long as I can ask my question. No, I'm just messing.
I'm like, what you want to know? now, I got to ask you, how did y'all come up with the name Yin Yang?
Well, you know, for everybody that don't know the actual symbol, you know, the yin is the female and the yang is the male. So basically, ever since we came out, you know, we've been doing female songs, so that's our yin. And if anybody buy our album, they will hear the more serious songs that we have. That's our yang. And our name is an acronym. It means y'all in for it now, Guppy, because Young Advanced Negroes Gaming Thing, and we always wins.
Oh, all right. Okay. Okay. And how did you meet Kane, also known as the Yang in the Yin Yang?
Well, you know, my cousin, he's a member of the group called the Hard Boys back in the day. So, you know, I used to go over to his house, and he used to always tell me about this dude called Crip. He's like, man, you need to meet Crip. You need to meet Crip. And one day you need to meet Handy. So, you know, one day I was over there, and I had bumped into Kane, but we ain't really too tough to get to talk. But I was over my cousin's house once, and I was walking down the street, and Kane was coming up the street, and he was like, shawty, shawty. And we started rapping ever since.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Let's see here. And now, is it true that you were the first artist to promote your CDs in a strip club?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, sir. You know, we were the first one to start. But it's the reason why I say we were the first one, because we actually made our music for the strip club. So we just went in there to see how they were going to react to it. Like, come on, you know. Get it going.
Okay, and you got them going crazy. I'm telling you, y'all got the most rock-shaking, booty-popping, locking music, but it's all good, doing y'all thing. You feel me?
Well, you know, the strip club do exist. It ain't. It's not like it's not there, you know.
Yeah.
That's one of them, they do exist.
Okay. All right. PB, go ahead and ask a few of your questions, and then the Q, go ahead, you're next.
Okay. Go ahead and ask a few of your questions, and then I'm going to ask mine next.
All right. A few of my questions was, some rumors circulating around the internet that Yin Yang Twins had beef with Mr. Collie Part. And so we wanted to see if you could address that, clear that up real quick.
Man, the only beef that I have is McDonald's. Other than that, you know, it ain't no beef. And what you write? You want a double quarter combo? just to keep it real. Nah, it ain't no beef between Yin Yang and Mr. Collie Paul. The only thing it is that Yin Yang is no longer signed to Collie Paul. So you know, we still homeboys. You know,
right.
I don't mean you got to see us together. You know.
Yeah.
One thing about it is, With the success that we have and we have gained for ourselves, it's only right that we grow up. When you were a child, you grow up, you become an adult, you leave the nest. That's the only thing that happened. We just left the nest. We grew up. He showed us the way. It's time for us to hold our own now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, I'm glad you cleared that up, because you know how rumors can get to flying and people speculating and, you feel me? Just going on.
But let me tell you, like, this right here. Who gives a fuck? As long as they still talking about me, that means I not forgot.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Hell, if they ain't having to talk about it, I'd be mad. I'd be like, shit, you ain't got nothing to ask me? You got one question? Come on, I know you got one question. You be like, nah, that's it. That's all I had to ask. That's it. You know, how you been? That's good.
Yeah, okay. It's true. Oh, wow. All right. PB, you had some more questions?
Oh, yeah.
They say bad publicity is good publicity, so yeah, yeah, we got beef with Cutter Park. No, I'm just messing with you. let me stop. Boy, stop. Stop it, I say. Y'all about to crank me up.
All right, one of my other questions was, I want to know about how do you feel about the upstate rappers blaming southern rappers for the death of hip-hop?
Hip-hop ain't dead. Then you, did you just buy a Soulja Boy CD?
Oh, no.
I'm just saying, though, for anybody else who, I'm just saying, all right, what was the last CD you bought?
Ying Yang. You know
it was Ying Yang. No, I'm just saying, just being for real. If you just if you stop buying rap CDs, period, hip hop dead.
Yeah.
You got a rap CD, the latest rap CD that just came out, and your CD player, that shit ain't dead. What the fuck is they talking about? Just because they can't understand our slang, do not mean that we are not hip hop. We just country, dog.
Yep, that's what's up. Yep.
And the reason why I say that to say. Because we just came from Tokyo, and we was over there, and they was like, they teach them English. It's a must that they learn English. But she said, I know English, but I don't know what you talking about. I said, okay, yeah, it's a difference. It's country English there. I'm on, you know, because it's different. When folks over here in the States say they can't understand Southern talk, that means that we got our own slang. Yeah, so that means who on top of who? We on top of their head, because we can be having a conversation in front of them, and they don't know what the hell we talking about. Now,
yeah.
So who's second who's over here? Hip-hop is dead. It's well alive. Long as they still play all these songs on the radio, I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T, that's hip-hop.
Yeah. That's real.
See how them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. That's hip hop. It's just T-Pain singing on it. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I'm just saying, longer they still got these rap songs going on,
yeah.
How the hell hip hop did?
That's real.
That shit ain't went nowhere.
Hmm, okay.
They'll probably die. That East Coast hip hop died. But hip hop is not dead.
That's true.
Come on now. Come on, now. East Coast really ain't died. You still got your heavy hitters hanging it up, holding it down for the East Coast. You still got your heavy hitters. But if they want to say hip-hop is dead, then motherfucker, come out with a new nigga from East Coast. Then we'll say it's back alive. But no, that shit ain't dead. Why all the old rappers the ones saying hip-hop died? Where the fuck is the new generation from New York? You see what I'm saying? Where's the new generation? What, they can't rap no more? They ran out of ideas?
Yeah.
Well, the South done took it. Don't get mad because we got it. Come on now. That's hating. That's what that's called. That's hating. We call that hating in the South. So that means they hating on every certain artist out here.
All right, Q, go ahead with your question.
All right, D-Rock, I have some questions for you. Oh, you do?
Mm. Yeah.
I bet you
do. Do you like your hair pulled?
You a nut. He crazy.
So I have locks, too, so you know you can't pull them too hard, but you can. I got something to grab.
Hey, you know, you ain't trying to pull them out. You're just trying to... anticipate a situation, you know, in the moment. You know, when you're in the moment, you know, ride that horse.
All right. Along those lines, tell us what turns you on.
Say what now?
Female. Tell me what turns you on about a female. What catches your attention? Name three things that a woman has to be or be able to do.
Work, clean, and cook.
For real.
All right.
If she ain't clean, I ain't with it. If she can't cook, I ain't with it. And if she ain't got no job, and I ain't got shit to do. I ain't got nothing for you.
I heard that. What's your...
That's a woman with too much time on her hand.
You're exactly right. And there's plenty of men with that same problem. Now, tell me what's your favorite meal to eat?
Well, I'm like every black man, you know, chicken. That's first on the list.
Oh, okay. So if I fry you up some chicken and then glaze it with some honey pecan glaze, you're going to be all good?
No sugar, nope. No sweets. Sweets
nope.
Do not go on food to me.
If it's chicken, you better.
That's the different thing. That it's supposed to be sweet. Chicken is not supposed to be sweet. You know.
You say just fry it up.
I'm just saying, you know, I might bake mine. I might put it in the oven, but it's still not going to be sweet.
Right.
Yeah, when
yeah.
you taste that, you're going to be
you
saying.
You don't like orange chicken from the Chinese food place?
Me no eat Chinese.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
No. I don't do
no Chinese.
Now, if it ain't American, I ain't messing with it.
All righty. I have just...
preferably soul food is my choice of food.
Okay, all
put
right.
Put your soul in it, you know. Put your foot in it, as my grandmama say. Ooh, I put my foot in them greens.
yeah, that's it.
So do you eat ice cream?
For real.
Do you like ice cream?
Do I? Since I grew up, I don't eat it like that. I don't eat too many sweets once I grew up, you know.
Oh.
I'm an alcoholic man. If it got alcohol in it, I'm with it. You know, when you drink alcohol, you don't eat too many sweets.
Okay, what's your favorite alcohol to indulge in?
Budweiser.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, give me a cold Budweiser and we cool, bud. Why?
Speaking of alcohol, aren't you coming out with a vodka? I seen some.
Give me some of that yin yang on the menu.
Yeah.
Yep.
Y'all doing it up. Got your own vodka now.
Yeah, we got our own vodka. So, you know, other than Budweiser, I am drinking yin yang vodka.
Okay. Can you send your girl Brown Sugar some? Holla at her. You know I'm in Vegas, right? The 24 hour, they drink all the time in Vegas.
And you right there with my man who's making it. He's in Vegas. Yes.
Oh, I got to stop by there. Just give me the street address.
Yes. I got to hook you up then. Yes.
It's smoother than Grey Goose.
Yes.
So that's
it's
my
smoother
drink.
Than Grey Goose. I'm telling you, this drink will make you say, ha! Yeah.
Oh, wow. TV.
Yeah. If anybody has seen me out anywhere before, the drink will have you like me off the chain.
Okay. Oh, goodness.
What's wrong with you, man? I've been on that yin-yang.
Now, for my new artist, okay, D-Rock, that want to know how you became so successful and how you remain so successful, what could you tell a new artist today that's trying to attain the same level of success that you are?
First off, it comes with education. You know, if you're not educated, then somebody can always get over on you. Then you're just a rapper. So first off, you would want to educate yourself. If you educate yourself, can't nobody get over on you on contracts because you would know how to read one. If you don't know how to read one, then you always, that's why you get a lawyer, but you still want to try to read it yourself and kind of understand because you can get a lawyer, and a lawyer can get over on you too. It's a whole lot. I can keep on going and going, but first off, you got to be educated. A lot of rappers don't just get into it and think about money. It's all about money,
right.
Money. No. If you educate yourself, money comes because you want to be able to take your money and do something with it. Other than now I got the money, I'm finna go get everything I've seen on TV. I want that car. I want that jewelry. I want that girl. I want that house. And that's where we mess up because we don't invest. We just want to get everything. We want to keep up with the Joneses.
Right.
So if you try and jump in music to keep up with the Joneses and it's not for love, it ain't for you.
That's true.
Period.
Yeah, that's real right there. And I believe a lot of artists That's their main focus. They see the dollar bill, you know. So then to them, they thinking, oh, I'm going to make all this money and get all those groupies. And speaking of the groupies,
one thing about it is everybody always jump into it thinking that the big bucks is coming as soon as they start rapping. I'm finna be a rapper, and they do their first song, and okay, the big bucks supposed to come. No. First off, every artist has the same story, and it's called putting in work. Then nobody made it overnight. Everybody had to put in work. So if you think that you're not going to put in work, then you're really not even jumping in it for the right reason. You have to put in work.
Okay.
You know, a lot of things you do for free, but it helps you in the long run. Just because it's free, you hear free, you like, oh, man, free. Nah, this ain't what I didn't want to start rapping to do something for free. But, you know, one hand washes another. You do something
for
free, somebody going to do something for you.
That's real, yeah. That's karma. What goes around comes around. It's like paying it forward. It's what you're doing.
It's called paying dues.
Yep, that's real.
Every rapper got to pay them dues. You got to pay dues. That's what makes you appreciate what you're doing if you pay the dues. You don't pay the dues, and you just jump into it and get the ease of money. I got you. I done got you right then. And that's why you see a lot of one-hit wonders, because a person get got.
Now, I have a listener. I was going to get into the Dr. Phil, which we seen you on last month. And, you know, they're having this big ordeal with the sagging pants, talking about giving kids tickets that are wearing it and, you know, expelling them from school. And, I mean, just truly doing the most. And I watched that episode, and I feel like I believe that it can be offensive, you know, to some. However, at the same time, they were trying to put it all on hip-hop and the black culture, when I see all nationalities that sag. You know what I mean? And so I wanted to get your opinion, and actually one of the listeners in the chat room, is Anaya in Alaska? Forgive me if I messed up your name. But she wanted to know, did you get any flack for wearing sagging pants on Dr. Phil?
Did I what now?
She wanted to know, did you get any flack for wearing sagging pants on Dr. Phil? But I didn't see you wearing sagging pants.
I was dressed up. And one thing about me personally, I never have did the sagging pants thing. You know, if I'm going to wear a belt, I bought the belt to keep my pants above my waist.
Right.
No,
you were the twin that didn't like the saggy, but you felt like they shouldn't be banned.
But see, my whole thing of it is, a lot of us hate when a person judges us when they first see us. Okay, but if you know the characteristics of how you dressing, it's going to give off that image, then why would you dress that way? Okay, because your first impression is the best impression. So if I don't want this person to look at me like a thug, what am I going to do? Pull my pants up.
Right.
But if I want them to know, all right, I'm thugging, drugging, I'm this, that, and third, I got my pants half off my ass. But the reason why, one thing that kills me about the whole sagging pants thing, all right, a lot of men don't bathe every day. A lot of men don't change their drawers every day. So if you're going to show me your boxing drawers, at least change that shit like you change your outfit. Don't keep your same boxing drawers on. Get your ass in the tub. Take a bath. Yeah, you know, oh, man, he got on a crisp pair of boxers. You don't want to see nobody walking past you. His boxers more dingy than anything. You're like, oh, man, he got on a clean-ass outfit. As soon as you see your drawers, you're like, oh, man, look at this shit here.
Right. That is. You know, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I got little girls. What I'm supposed to tell my little girls when we walk in and here he come with his pants half off his ass? Nah, baby. That's not the right kind of man you want. He ain't got nothing going for himself. That's the first thing I'm going to think, period. So that's the first thing everybody else think, too.
Right.
So if that's how everybody that's looking at this outlook, okay.
Uh-huh.
So if you wear your pants like that, you already know how you're going to get looked at, period. So why would you get mad if a person treats you a certain way because of the way you dress? It's just like if, do you like golf?
Right.
If anybody came in, they got on all black, what the first thing, they fingernails black and all this, what the first thing you going to say?
I'm going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah, but you already know he goth, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Your head then automatically went to that. Boom, that's them. You know that already. So look at it the same way. If you see a person come down his pants, his hands hanging off his ass and everything, first thing you get, impression you get about him is no good. He can be the smartest person in the world, but the first thing you're going to think about him when you see him is no good. So if you're going to give him some conversation or keep on going, you're going to keep on going. You ain't going to give him no conversation.
That's true.
All righty. You right about that, because if I see your fingernails, you're not touching me. all righty. I have a question for you. Tell me about how the Whisper song came about.
Mr. Collie Park.
All righty. And when you first heard the music behind it, what did you think?
Well, you know, it was simple. The beat was all plain. And that's what he had said he came up with the idea. You know, he was like, I got this simple beat, and I think y'all should whisper the whole song. So after that, it was just like, all right, play it.
All right.
He played it.
Mm-hmm.
He played it, and then, you know, we had already knew the intention that we was whispering, so it just got a little raunchy. And actually, that wasn't even supposed to be our first single. Somebody had leaked that right the after we left the studio, the next day, somebody had it.
Well, it's a great song. Ani, the lady who asked the question earlier in the chat box, she said she was dancing to that ish forever before she knew what you guys were saying.
but that's the beauty of a good song. A good song make you feel good no matter what it's saying.
Oh yeah, that song.
I think about the R&B songs. What are they talking about? Every R&B song is talking about sex, but just because they're singing it and putting it in a cleaner perspective, it's okay.
I mean, it's okay. You know what? I say it like this. It's okay for the listener.
All right. Here you go, R&B song for you.
Okay.
No, go on your arcade. Go back a little bit. But it's like, let me lick you up and down till you say stop.
I ain't going to say
let
stop.
Let me play with your body, baby, make you real hot. Now, you remember that, right?
Yep, I sure do.
What is that implying? He said, let me lick you up and down.
Mm-hmm. I know
he ain't talking about with no clothes on. So, okay, if you listen to that song, right behind that, I could play, wait till I show you this. And it's going to go with the flow, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, then. Boom, I rest my case. Why are they hating? Because we put it in a rap form. And we just straight up talk how we talk. Yeah. What do you see, my? Oh.
Oh, gotta love it. I'll tell you what. You know what? That was one of the most brilliant hip-hop songs that y'all have, actually, period, in my mind. I mean, to get the audience attention and to capture it the way that you did, and I mean, that's like still my jam. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
I was in the car listening to it today, so I can't wait for y'all to get your new CD. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but I absolutely, and Whistle While You Work, I'm like, how do they come up with stuff like this? You know?
Hey,
but
it's called tripping. If it makes you laugh, if it makes you laugh and it makes you feel good, that means it'll do everybody else like that.
Ah. Okay, go ahead now.
Yeah, like, what a comedian do?
Down.
A comedian got to come up with good jokes to make you laugh and to make you feel good.
Huh.
Even though they probably be joning on you. It don't matter what you're going to do at that point in time. You're going to start laughing with everybody else. Yeah, you're right. Because it's just a joke. It make you feel good.
Yeah.
So that's the same way a song got to do. It got to make you laugh at some point. And it got to make you feel good.
That's true.
From my perspective.
Yeah.
And that's what any rapper who you know always got that one punchline that you laugh off of, right or wrong.
That's true. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. All right, Mr. D-Rock, we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back. And for those of you who have your questions, please direct them in the chat box in the meantime, and then we're going to open up the phone lines shortly. All right,
after
we'll
the messages, we'll be right back. Yeah.
I love it.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop.
And artists to make you groove.
Hey,
in the best fans chat.
Come and chill with your girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.
Dear Diary, starting in 2008, I resolved to lose 50 pounds by March and get the body I want. And I also want to... who are you?
I'm your fairy godmother. Do you realize you've made that same resolution for the past 5 years? Why don't you join Dee's Life and change your life altogether?
What do you mean, change my life altogether?
With Dee's Life program, not only would you lose those 50 pounds, but you will gain an entirely new lifestyle that will definitely get you out of the old and into the new.
Yeah, but how do I know it'll work?
There's only one way to find out. Go to www.dslifenow.com. And join now.
Well, I should get started right now. And besides, I heard her programs are really awesome.
You bet they are. So let's get started so we don't have to have the same conversation in 2009.
Join D's Life Detox Program now. Go to www.dslifenow.com. That's www.dslifenow.com.
All right. And we are back. And we got Yang Yang in the house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hi, Mr. D-Rock doing his thing. Oh, wow. This right here was a special request that we play just a little bit of this from the queue here. You know, that's her song right there. Mine, too.
Hey, but, that's a lot of people's song.
Hey.
That's my song.
That's your song.
Yeah, that's me. That's me and Kane's song.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I mean, loving every minute of it. And so, can you go on and whisper for us, D-Rock?
Say what now?
Can you whisper for us?
Hey, if I whisper on the phone, y'all ain't going to hit me. You did.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, our callers have been patiently waiting to get at you. And
get at me, man.
Oh, so I'm going to try to get to as many as I can, okay? And,
that's that ring ring. That phone line like that.
Blowing it up. All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
870, you on
the line. Caller, you on the line. What's on your mind? Who this is?
Yo, what up?
What's happening?
What's good? I got a question.
I got a question, too.
What's your question?
What do you want to ask me?
You're so silly. No, but I got a question. I know you done worked with a lot of people and did a lot of songs. But is there anybody that you haven't worked with that you would love to work with? I'm so tired.
Nah, I stay amped up to work with Kane. We stay amped up to work with each other. So you need to ask anybody else, do they want to work with us?
I
want to
work with you. Yeah. I want to work with you. All right.
So we can make that happen. What you do, sing?
I don't sing.
What you do?
I can't say it on the air.
Oh. We're going to call you Freak Nasty. Who is Mr. Nasty Kind?
I got one more question.
Come on with it.
On this new album, you know, like your previous album, you kind of had a couple little, like, slow, freaky songs. Is the new album kind of geared towards that, or are you just doing all crunk, or you doing a little bit of both?
No, see what we call that Bedroom Boom. Like back in Atlanta and back in the days, like they used to do mixtapes. They used to call them like Bedroom Boom tapes. They'd take a favorite R&B song and put a bunch of bass behind it. So that's all we do. Yeah, you always hear one of them on the Yin Yang. Yeah, we got one. It's called Pillow Bass. And it got Silk singing on it. Old school Silk? Yeah. Yeah, Pillow Bass. Say what?
Can I get a sample?
I won't give you a sample, but I can tell you one thing that you know when you are doing your thing and you know your man, he hitting it from behind, he wants you to keep your high heels on. Put your face in the pillow. Keep your high heels on. He want to hit it from the back with your high heels on. Pull them heels, baby. Pull them heels. While he's pulling your hair.
Oh, goodness. He crazy. Well, 870, I appreciate it. I'm sorry. What was your first name? I didn't catch that.
You call me Freak Nasty. Freak Nasty. You got to say nasty.
I appreciate you. I love that. You so much. For calling and showing D-Rock and Brown Sugar Radio some love.
All right, anytime. All right, thank you, Mama.
Keep it locked. All right. And now we have a 702 in the house. Vegas in the house.
Carla, you on the line. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How you doing?
I'm truly blessed, too.
Okay.
I really love your show. I'm calling in from work. I was like, let me put this work to the side and call in and see how he's doing. But, yeah, this is Shorty, but, yeah, Shorty, a.k.a. Milk Chocolate Delight.
All right. Where you work at?
I'm still here. I'm a medical coordinator. I work with the handicapped.
Oh, okay. You gave one of them names like you work somewhere else.
I know.
Yeah, you know, I work here, but my second job is take it out. Make money.
I know that's right. But, I really, really enjoy your music, and I'm looking forward to your up-and-coming, you know, album and everything. So I'm talking to the Yin Yang Twins. Yeah, my boss just walked in. Anyway.
I need a boss like her. I'm talking to the Yin Yang Twins. Anyway, you know.
I'm just really looking forward to it, and you know, I know it's going to be the bomb, you know, bombacious. I'm just truly excited. And
yeah. If I didn't tell everybody, yeah, it's a double CD. The name of the album is Vote for Yin, Vote for Yang. So that means if anybody like the female song that we be doing, y'all need to vote for me. And you know, for all the street people out there who never listen to our whole album and think that we can't really come with lyrics, we got a whole album for that too. And that's really what Kane be pushing. He really get mad that people don't really look at us as lyricists. They just think we gimmicky. And no, we do have lyrics, you know, and we do take out the time to talk to kids. You just gotta buy our album and listen to it.
Right.
So, you know, on this album we give them a little bit more of that. And, you know, you got to buy the album to vote. Yes. Anywho. But, we're coming with it.
Oh,
it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of songs. We got a double CD.
Okay,
it's
now,
double,
I have another question, too. Now, when you do decide to have a concert or travel, are you going to make Vegas one of your stops?
Yeah.
He better.
I'm just saying, we got the hands down come to Vegas anyway to do a a liquor release party, because that's where the man who launching the liquor, he's from.
Oh, well, I'll be
so, you know, we gotta do one in Atlanta first, and then we're going to come up to Vegas and
all right.
do it big then. Yeah,
well, just
yeah,
let me know, or let Brown Sugar know where you're going to be, so I will be
there. Believe you me, y'all will know.
I'll ask you, girl. You feel me?
Y'all will know, because we're going to do it big. Yeah, yeah. Do it big.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Shorty, I appreciate the love. You see, I got a whole lot of other callers I'm trying
to
get.
Okay. My name is Shorty.
Okay. All right. Well, I just want to let you know I truly love you guys, and you guys keep doing what you're doing because you guys are the bomb.
We love y'all too.
Okay.
All right. We got
all right.
601. 601, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hello.
601.
What's up?
Is this CC?
No, this ain't CC.
Oh, okay.
Well, who this here then?
It's Slim.
It's Slim.
Yeah.
What's up, Slim? Slim Badass, while you playing. That's the full name. Go on and give it up. You got a question for D-Rock?
Nah.
Yeah, I look at it, about to pass out. You all
right,
you
Slim?
All
right? What?
You all right?
Yeah, all right. We just
quiet. You just quiet.
She about to pass out. I'm telling you, she been asking, when the yin yang coming? When the yin yang coming? Now she get a chance to talk to you, she gonna lock up.
It's like, I don't even know what I was gonna ask you.
No.
Oh, man. All right, mama.
I had a question.
Oh, you said?
But I don't even know what I'm gonna ask you.
Oh,
that's funny. We're going to keep it rolling. 773, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
What's up, baby? It's Dion.
What's happening, Shotgun?
I got to do it. Did I do it right?
Hey, I got a brother go to DePaul. Yeah.
Hey, straight up. Okay. DePaul in my house.
I was going to say, hold on, you got a 773 area code and you don't know what I'm
talking about. 773 all day, yeah, DePaul. I know Chicago, shut down.
So,
hey, D-Rock, man, y'all, this is a powerful interview. You know, it really enlightened me about who you really are. And so the question I have is, my son is really into hip-hop. And, you know, and I'm not saying this because he's my son. He is a true lyricist. And we're putting him in the studio by May. What's the one advice you can give to teenagers like my son, who's not about, like, all the garbage and, you know, the rap positive, and, you know, he's not about sagging his pants and stuff like that, and he's just a true lyricist. What's the one advice you can give to him when we're stepping out on his own?
Well, one way that I would look at it, me personally, and I tell people this, and they kind of toot their nose up at me because it's probably to be the wrong answer to them. I'm like, okay, send a positive message that learning is fun. Everybody want to make it like learning is the most uncool thing to do. No. You read this book. No, I don't want to read this book. You see what I'm saying? And that's what's missing with our race. You know, we do not want to unify each other and come together and be like, okay, I made $1 million. This is how you make $1 million. And what everybody don't say is you got to be educated. You can't just be stupid.
That's right.
Because if you stupid, then okay, a person can get over on you quick, and you were just a one hit wonder. Because that's how a lot of people, you hear about them and you don't see about them no more.
Right.
Because they didn't know how to handle their business to the point they signed a bad contract till they couldn't do nothing else after that because they were still tied into someone else's contract till they was just straight up stuck. So they can't do nothing but sit on the shelf. So first off, if you can educate others to be the same way, that's something that nobody else never did in music. Everybody just want to say, I stunt, I got this, I got that. I got this. I got this. I got that. All right, yeah, I understand what you got, but what do you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things you said, and people can easily get this misconstrued, D-Rock, is from you guys. I got to be honest, I didn't listen to your CD because I misjudged, you know, what you guys might be about until you said, you know, we actually speaking to the kids if you just listen to the album. So I'm telling you right now, tomorrow I'm in the stores, I'm getting your album, I'm going to take it all in.
Oh, yeah. But
I'm going to do that.
But see, one thing about it is people fail to realize that we grown.
Yeah.
But with us being grown, we choose to just speak upon something that we like doing. And it's been around since before I was born.
Right.
That club been around since before I was born. We did not come up or invent that club. We just made songs for that club. So people just look at us like, oh, yeah, they nasty. Period,
right.
Point blank. Yeah, they nasty. We probably, we been it when we did Wait because we just went straight up sex.
Right.
So it was something else, but it's still in the category where it's not being too provocative, you know. Even though we're being nasty, it's something that grown people do. It's not like I'm not grown.
Right.
So even though we make them kind of songs, if people listen to our album, we do kind of try to give a positive message too, because we only got one chance to live the life that we live in.
That's right.
What can I teach this other person? When everybody always asking me, all right, how can I blow up or how can I be big and how can I do this? Education first.
That's real.
That's what's up. Well, thank you, baby. Thank you.
Yeah.
Also, my son, album out there. His name is Lil T. He's tight. You know, y'all, he gets to work with the yin yang, you know, and we're connecting on. So thank y'all so much. I appreciate it.
What is Gray's like?
I appreciate it.
His grade is good. He always struggled in school, but he's bringing it up to a B average. He's doing really, really good.
Hey,
but, you know, me being a parent, I knew he always struggled, so I never knocked him for the grades he did get. I only wanted to uplift him to get better grades.
Right.
And he's doing that.
But that's
you want to work with him?
That's what we're supposed to do, because us as parents, we have to teach that learning is fun. And we have to make learning fun. If we don't make learning fun, then they're not going
to
want
to
learn.
That's it. That's what's up.
Yeah.
And parents need to know that. Parents, don't punish your child for getting a bad grade. What do you need? You need to do something to get them to get a better grade.
That means you got to sit down with your child and figure
that's
out what
it.
The problem is.
That's it.
And if
that's
a lot
it.
Of people sitting back complaining, that means they the problem.
They the problem. Can I get some? Man.
That's what's up.
They don't want to be no parent.
That's it. I'm not going to hold the line.
They took a part in making it, but don't want to make the right decision.
Yeah.
Now, that's kind of crazy, ain't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
That's deep right there.
All right, D-Rock. Well, thank you so much.
All right, then. You know what, we have got to, because we're already 45 minutes into the show. Call
all right.
I'm trying to get to you. Coach Dion, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome,
babe. Sugar Radio, some love. All
that's
right.
Nice. Bye.
We have got to play the Yin Yang Twins' hot new single, Drop. I got to show D-Rock and Kane some love. I'm trying to get to y'all, but y'all just keep it locked. Don't break
hey, don't, hey, don't go nowhere. We ain't going no time soon.
All right, now. I like that.
Hello? Who this?
Everybody in the club in the heat. Shout out to get the poppin' when we holdin' the beat. Ladies showing up, they posing hands. Booty keep popping like these female bands. Everybody get a sip and a lip. See the corker they begin when they be drinking a beer. And they be pulling on the mama like, girl, come here. Pulling on the mama like, girl, come here. I'm Santa Claus, didn't you hear? Tell Johnny say, think what you want this year. And I might get it to your house by the summer. Who? Peter Pan taking with his offer. You know we crank the club. Black magic in here, so drink it up. And you gon' be just as drunk as up. You gon' be just as drunk as up.
all female, need to pay attention. I wanna see you gyrate on the floor. Pull your body, body like it won't get slow. This is right here for the sexy girl. With a 2-piece song, gon' work it, girl. She'll make it keep coming, spending your money. When your mind need to be on your woman. But the way she do, you hypnotize. With a birthday suit all in your eyes. Hey, bartender, bring another round. Tip shot on the post, I sliding down. So you might as well make it rain. Temptation all around, you calling your name. They know what they got and they know how to use it.
Right there,
to the music.
Y'all, we are back. That's the Yin Yang Twins.
Hey, hold up. Before you say anything else, I got to let everybody know that Isaac Hayes' son made that beat.
What?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. Doing
yes.
His thing.
Yes, his name is Ike Dirty. Isaac Hayes' son made that beat. He made Little Scrappy Money in the Bank beat.
What?
Yeah.
Big. Look at Major.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That beat. I like that beat right there. That's funky.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, he put his foot in it.
Yeah, he did. He put his foot all the way in it.
Yeah. And for everybody who's listening right now, y'all need to hit me up on MySpace.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and shout out your page,
yeah.
D-Rock.
No, I just got to let everybody know, no, I do be on our page for real. It ain't no TVT thing. It ain't the record label thing. No. I check the Yin Yang page.
Oh, I'm glad you cleared that up. Because, you know,
yes,
a lot of agents,
yes,
and they have,
yes,
people checking it. Yeah, okay.
I'm on MySpace right now. Yes.
Oh,
send me a friend request. Send me a friend request, like, right now. You did?
Yes.
And vote for Yin. Vote for Ying. Everybody who's listening, y'all vote for Ying. When y'all buy the album, y'all vote for Ying.
Vote for Ying. That's what's
up.
Yeah.
Kane, my dude, that's my brother, but I ain't with that right now. Vote for Ying.
I heard that.
If you want me to break it down and tell y'all why, I gotta tell y'all because y'all love every female song that we have ever made. So vote for Ying.
Vote for Ying.
Vote for Ying.
And I was going to ask you, because, you know, there's the Ying and the Yang. What was it that made you the Ying?
Because, see, it's like when I met Kane, Kane was a street rapper.
Okay.
And I was doing bass music. And so it was like I was trying to tell him, I'm like, hey, man, it's the same thing. You know, he's like, no. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. I'm like, yeah, yes, it is. You know, it's just different flow. Even though I could rap with whatever he came with, I had to convince him to do a female song with me. So once I did, you know,
mm-hmm,
everything spoke for itself.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? And that's what everybody took a liking to. was more or less the female songs that we did. And Kane kind of always been pissed off that ain't nobody never listened to the whole album and listened to the street songs, you know, that actually give us credibility for being lyricists.
Right.
This is why they're not accepting us as hip-hop, because they feel we're not lyricists. Because, yeah, because we make a female song, hell, that's been going on since the beginning of time in Atlanta. Atlanta is full of booty clubs. It's a booty club everywhere in Atlanta. You turn on one corner, here go one. You might turn on another corner, here go another one. Two more sitting right by each other. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like it's only a given that, you know, we speak upon what we love seeing. That's what Yin Yang did. You feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, yes. I used to sell drugs, but I'm not proud of it.
Right.
So I don't embrace that. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Mhm.
Okay, yeah. I used to be shoot 'em up, bang, bang, but I don't embrace that. That's not my MO right now. I'm glad that I have, you see what I'm saying? So it's like, I can't be your dope boy. I can't be your this. But if you buy an album, if you listen to a lot of songs that we have, they have messages.
Yeah, they
like
do.
Everybody just listen to the female records. Mm-hmm. Really, we have a lot of records on our album that have messages.
And you know that one song you got, We At War?
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying?
I was listening to that today when I picked my son up from school. And, you know, you're telling a positive message. You're telling the kids, stay in school, get your education, go to college. See, they don't want to talk about all that. You feel me? When they're talking about hip-hop versus America and whatnot, you know, and how hip-hop is so horrible, but they don't talk about how, you know, you're promoting staying in school and getting your education.
This is the reason why I say that can't nobody tell me that we are not hip hop if you have not listened to our album and heard that song.
That's
just one song. If you have not heard that song, you see what I'm saying? That like you said, sending a positive message.
Then
you are not listening to the whole album that people bring out. You just buying the album, going straight to your favorite song. And that's the one on the radio. And that kind of helped me, because when I buy an album, I don't want to hear the one that's on the radio, because they don't play it so much on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a new favorite song before they start playing it on the radio.
Exactly. PB, go ahead. You had another question, and then we're going to take Nicole. I'm sorry, D-Rock. I see he had another question in the chat.
Hey, man, it's all good. I ain't got number 10.
Oh, that's a blessing. I appreciate you. All right, TB, go ahead. And then Nicole, we got you, Mama. I'll see you in the chat box.
Okay, one of my other questions was, as a role model in the industry that's so heavily criticized, do you feel pressure to be a role model?
No, I don't feel pressure to be a role model because, one, when any kid see me, he runs up with a happy face, or she runs up with a happy face. You see what I'm saying? They don't have no negative vibe with them. So the only thing that I have to do is show that same kind of energy that they're showing me. So I'm going to give them a good vibe the same way they're giving me a good vibe. And the first thing I'm going to tell them, I'm going to ask them, is how your grades is in school. You know, keep your grades up, this, that, and the third. I'm a real give-back person. So I got to look at myself as a role model because I'm in the public eye. If I wasn't in the public eye, then okay, I can say I'm not a role model. Kids, don't be like me. I don't have nothing going for myself. Yes, I do have something going for myself. That's why I tell any and every child that I meet, stay in school. Get your education. You have to learn because knowledge brings power. The more you know, the more powerful you are.
That's real right there. All right, I got to get Nicole, your number one fan here, so she passed out. She's been waiting on the line for about a good hour.
Come on, Nicole.
Nicole, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Brown Sugar. How you doing this evening?
Girl, good. Thank you so much for waiting patiently.
I've been waiting long enough.
Hey, but you got through, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, that's the whole big part of it. You got through.
Yes.
And what they call it, they call it patience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And that going along with something I can say, too, with anybody who's trying to get into the industry. See how she waited? Patience. Nothing happened overnight. Patience.
A lot of
artists don't have patience. It's like, come on, why ain't doing this? Why ain't doing that? Why ain't doing that? Man, calm your ass down.
All right.
How you doing, Nicole?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. I just sent you a phone request on my face on my cell phone. I'm using the internet on my phone.
Run your bill up, girl.
Okay.
But anyway, I met you guys before a long time ago. You know, I'm in Atlanta as well. And I met you guys a long time ago. And I have a question for you. I wanted to know, how do you feel? I mean, why aren't you working with, you guys don't work with a lot of female artists. Have you noticed that a lot of rap artists, they do like a lot of collaborations with like different female rappers? I think a good look if y'all did something with Keisha Cole.
I could say like for a minute with me, it was all about me and Kane, And then we started doing songs with female artists. You know, we did a couple of songs with a couple of female artists. They probably just didn't never get heard to the masses. And that's the reason why. It's because the vibe that we own, the whole, we rap about this, that, and the third. You know what I'm talking about. It really not a good look. It ain't too many female artists who want to do something like that.
Okay, my second statement is like a question and a statement about a lot of people think that, I mean, the only way that you can be successful in the industry is to become an artist. If you're into entertainment, I just think that, you know, you could be a vehicle to tell people that there are so many more things in entertainment that can get you a lot more money than you being on the stage and performing and behind the studio. You see what I'm saying?
But see that comes along when I say a person needs to educate themselves. If a person educate themselves, they will understand and learn that it's more things to be other than just rappers.
And also, I wanted to talk about the decline of the industry. I mean, nobody's buying albums anymore. Nobody buys record albums. Everybody I know, I mean, either you use it on your you download it on your iPod, or you download it and share it online for free. I think, do you feel as though the record industry needs to find more ways? I don't think music will never die because people need music just like they need any other form of entertainment, like movies, you know.
Hold on, before you go too far, though, I've got to say it like this. The only reason that album sales are not going like that right now is because us as black people just caught on to the internet.
Well,
you see what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it real because white people, when they fans, they fans. They gonna go out and buy your album regardless.
You can't limit that to race. You can't limit that.
Yes, I can, because black people, us personally. First thing we do is, like you said, the computer let us get it for free. I download it. I'm finna go get the bootleg.
And hell, am I the only one that still buy albums? Because I buy them still.
I'm just saying, yeah,
you know,
I buy albums. I ain't finna sit right here and let you tell me that us, our race, is still buying albums. No, that's the reason why the game is hurting right now. Because us, the ones who listen to it, are not going out and buying it. Because we'll download this shit on the internet.
Well,
I will go out and buy that bootleg.
Hold on, yin or the yang, which whatever one you are.
Hold on.
Call me D-Rock. We finna call you by my name right now. You can call me D-Rock.
Okay,
yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, D-Rock. I don't know about the black people that you know, but the black people that I know buy CDs. They don't mind purchasing.
But hold on. I'm not just talking about the black people you know. I'm talking about all the black people, us in America, we just not catching up with the internet. I still know a bunch of computer illiterate people who don't know nothing about the internet. But now that we done caught whiff of the internet, now we download when they've been doing this. You see what I'm saying? This is nothing new. It's new to us, but it's not new to them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they've been doing this. But once they fans, they go out and buy your album. to have it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? We would take the cheap route out. Hold on. They're going by your album to listen to it and see what it's talking about. If it's a good album, they're going to spread the word. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But we're going to get all ours. We're going to get our favorite song of iTunes. Come on, wherever we can download it at. LimeWire. We're going straight where we can download it. You see what I'm saying? I got my favorite song. I'm straight. You ain't trying to go and buy the album. You already got your favorite song.
Right.
You already got your favorite song. You are not trying to go buy that album. That is what us as black people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my favorite artists, I support them because I do want them to make platinum. See, if we continue to download the whole album, that's not supporting the artist.
All right, but check this. And it's only happening in hip-hop. How many of these R&B artists still bringing out their albums and doing well?
D-Rock, I have a question.
Prime example, Chris Brown, he's great.
Yeah.
Keisha Cole, she's great.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys, she's great.
Right.
Mary J. Blige, she's great.
Yeah,
R&B gonna always sell itself. It's hard with hip hop because now you don't let black people get a whiff of the internet.
Yeah.
Us as black people, we using the internet as free promotion. I'm gonna get on MySpace and promote my song.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on now.
Brown Sugar.
Yeah, I hear you, Mama. You got another question? I got to get some more callers, baby.
I'm going to say this for two more things. One thing that you have to understand, those are just the black people that you know, D-Rock. Not people, because the internet is just, it's unbiased. You can't say that black people don't do this. Those are the black people that you're familiar with.
I'm not hating, though. I'm not hating.
D-Rock, let me finish.
Go ahead.
I can't have you arguing with my guest, baby. Be respectful.
I'm gonna say this on a positive note and ask you who did the Dendada song? Because you know that's a gay club mix. That Dendada song, you didn't know that?
Hold on. We did it because it was a feel good song. We didn't do it because anybody gay or anything. I can care less about their history. It ain't got nothing to do with me. The song made you feel good. Go back to what I was saying earlier. When something make you feel good, it don't matter their gender. There's a lot of these people out here. There's a lot of your favorite artists out here gay.
Yeah, that's true.
So you going to stop buying the album once you pick out they gay?
Are you asking me a question?
Yes.
No, I was just making a statement. I just didn't know. I just knew because I remember my friend saying, you know, playing a song like that a long time ago. And it was like one of those, you know, club mix songs that they listen to in the club. And I was wondering, I was saying, I wonder who produced that, you know. Because it's a really nice
song.
All
right, well, I appreciate your support, Nicole. I got to get some more callers here, baby. But most definitely, yeah, I appreciate you calling and showing Brown Sugar Radio some love. And D-Rock. All right, Mama. All right, we got a 330 who's been patiently waiting. 330, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hello?
Yes, you are on the air. Who's calling?
Oh, hi, I'm Diamond.
Hi, Diamond.
Hello, Mr.
You got a question?
Do you shine?
Huh?
I said, do you shine?
I guess. I'm 16. I'm like, I'm shying. I'm still trying to get my
She said she's trying to shine. Your name, Diamond. Hey, you got to live up to the name. All Diamonds shine now. Unless we're going to call you a Cuban Zirconia.
I might get called that because I'm kind of slipping in my grades. And my teacher, he tells me, you're a zirconium because you're great. I'm like, no, I'm a diamond that my mom named me.
Well, you need to start shining then.
I need to try.
What kind of grades you make?
Honestly, like, my mom's over here laughing at me because, honestly, I'm a very sociable person in class, okay? And it's like,
sociable. Uh-oh.
I like to talk, so, like, I usually get, like, my grades have been slipping, but it's like I kind of got, like, a little bit of F's and stuff.
See? Look, F stands for failure.
I know, and it's like I hate it because I got, like, myself on.
You said a little bit of F.
Hey,
a little bit of F?
That's cute.
I'm trying to think that up.
That's cute.
My question is, let's see, what is my question? I'm trying to think. Huh? Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of my question.
Don't think of it now.
I know, I'm trying to, like, think because, like, I really like your guys' music a lot. I do.
Appreciate it.
And it's, like, I especially love, like, the Whisper song. My mom can't stand it. She can't stand it. I always be singing it and stuff. She's like, you're too young to sing it. But it's, like, I like it. And, like, the song Nagging.
But, okay, but then next time, this is how you sing it. You like, where do you see my grades? Where do you see my grades? Where do you see my grades? I'm going to make nothing but A's. Like, damn. But you got to start making A's, though. You can't be doing them F's. At least bring it up to a C.
I know. In my math class, I'm just saying, though,
you know, if you want to run your mouth like that, run your mouth with what they're teaching.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Start talking to people about they work. Hey, let me show you how to do this. if you don't know, if you want to talk, ask them how to do it. Hey, excuse me, how do I do that? I know you ain't scared to talk. You say you show.
I'm not scared to talk.
All right then. So keep it moving, keep it moving. Pull your grades up.
Okay. All right, sweetie, I got to go into a quick commercial break. But thank you so much for calling in. What was your first name again? No, Diamond. How could I forget? All right, you better be shining, girl.
I will. Thank you.
All right, sweetie.
All right, bye.
All right, y'all, keep it locked. We're going to go into a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Creation. Need to hook up your MySpace page? Or you need that official fly for this special event of yours? TV Creations, graphic and web design. TV Creations, bring your business to life for very low prices. We also design websites, album covers, and offer photography sessions as well. TV Creations, www.tvcreations.com. That's Creations with a Z. Let us bring your vision to life.
I'm coming.
Well, look at you looking like you lost a pound or two.
I lost more than a pound or two. I lost 3 dress sizes over the last 3 weeks.
Really? 3 weeks?
Yeah. Ever since I joined D's Life, those pounds have disappeared. I can even fit into those jeans again.
Oh, you mean those jeans that
Yeah. Those jeans.
Oh, my.
I told Lisa about D's Life a month ago, and she had to get last-minute alterations on her wedding gown. Her maid of honor had weight loss surgery last year, and she uses D's Lifestyle to exercise, eat healthy, and keep the weight off.
Really?
And it really works. Now all of my girlfriends want to know about D's Life.
Cool. How about we come home after the ceremony, and you change into those jeans before the reception?
You crazy.
Join now and get 50% off D's Life Detox Program. Call 888-225-1929. Or log on to www.dslifenow.com.
Are you tired of listening to those same old boring shows? Do you need a change? Well, come join us weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio, we have the hottest celebrity interviews and the latest updates on entertainment, health, beauty, and fashion, even more. Brown Sugar Radio, recently featured in Web Radio Magazine for representing the best in internet radio. Join us today at www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary.
Yeah, and that's what's up. Come and check us out weekly, although we do have a bonus segment tonight because we have a special guest, which is D-Rock. And so we're back. And I'm going to try to take a few more callers, although we only have a few minutes remaining on the segment, okay? The phone lines are full, and I'm trying to get to as many guests as I can before we run out of time. However, D-Rock, I have a question from one of the listeners in the chat room. And, goodness, oh, great. Here it is, from the Schmoozer Sky. She wants to know, where does the Yin Yang Twins see themselves in 2 years? Movies. And then she just said that he or she, I'm just saying she. D-Rock, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, I'll make sure I didn't lose you. I'm trying to read this question. The chat box keeps moving. Can y'all please stop typing so I can read this question?
Well, me personally, where I see myself in 10 years, I see myself, I have a lot of goals, you know, that I want and I have set for myself. I see that Ivanka B. done took off, you know. My position as CEO would be higher than I am now. I'm like the beginning of being a CEO. So I picture all that being at a high standard. I want to do cartoons, you know, a whole lot of other little things, like everything. So in 10 years, I feel like I'll be able to accomplish everything and my goals that I want to do. I can't say all my goals because then you'll be looking for it, and if it don't happen in 10 years, you'll be like, he said. Nah, but for real, I see myself very successful 10 years from now. In 10 years from now, you're going to say D-Rock is the man.
Okay. And forgive me if I don't know if I said she, it could be a male. Schmoozer Sky, if you're a male, forgive me.
If it's a man or a woman, you know, you said their name. Big shout out.
Oh, and speaking of shout-outs, I got to give a shout-out to Cousin Big Boy. Thank you so much for doing what you do, and you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right, so most definitely we're going to continue to take a few more calls. Golly, this switchboard is filling up. Geez. 602, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hey, Brown Sugar. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Who's calling?
This is Virgie Lindsay from over at MySpace.
Oh, okay.
Hey, D-Rock.
What's going on now?
Nothing. Just drop by to support the girls and say I love you and I support you all and just keep on doing what you do.
Hey, appreciate it.
For sure.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. I appreciate you showing the love.
You're welcome. I'll drop back through, sweetie.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Okay, take care. All right, now 225, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Oh, I didn't have a question. I just was listening.
Is this Miss Flawless?
Yes, ma'am.
One of my loyal listeners. She always listens from the telephone. All right.
Yeah.
No questions for D-Rock. You know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. May not get to talk to him again.
I can't think about nothing right now.
Oh, damn. All right, Mama. Well, I appreciate you calling in, showing some love, listening in, and showing Brown Sugar Radio some love, and D-Rock. So don't forget, vote for Ying.
Vote for Ying. Y'all already know. Oh, yeah. It's going down. Y'all like them female songs, so y'all might as well vote for Ying.
Okay. 347, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening? 347. Hello?
Brown Sugar?
Yes, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. Who's calling?
Hey, what's good? It's Kitty.
Hi, Kitty. How are you?
Kitty X?
Yes. Oh, damn. What's going on, Kitty X?
Nothing. What's good? What's good, D-Rock?
This the stripper right here, D-Rock, so she going to really be.
All right. Yeah. One of the things I love.
What up, D-Rock? How y'all doing? You showing love?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. And yourself?
When you going to get them bangs back out?
Huh?
Bangs, the hit music. So I could
hey, man. Hey, we working on it now. Drop is already out there, you know.
Okay.
You missed it, huh? You just caught in. I just played it about maybe 10 minutes
ago.
I missed it.
Drop is
it's hot.
It's for the females, you know. You gotta drop that.
I sure enough do. You know what I do?
Yeah. You know when you take it to the stage, put it all in their face, make a player wanna play. But yes. Little buddy got to pay. You drop that mother.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I'm just showing you mad love.
Hey, well, you're gonna love the album because we got a lot of strip club bangers on it.
That's what's up. Find me some new songs.
I'm talking about we got a lot of them. Hey, we got the yin. We got the yin. Yes, we got the yin and the yang. But the yin is going to override the yang. I got to speak for it for myself.
Okay.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up.
So
but
we
I'm
got
just showing you guys. And I'm, you know, Brown Sugar, stay popping.
All right. Thank you, Mama. No problem. All right. All right, Kitty X. Thank you
for calling in.
Oh, wow. I have had so much fun with you. I'm going to ask a few more of my questions now since, you know, your girl worked hard to get this interview. I love y'all. Y'all know I love all the listeners out there, but I got to get a few more questions in from Brown.
Hey, come on with it. Come on with it.
So, what was one of the happiest moments you would say was in your career?
I would say getting nominated for a Grammy.
Okay.
Because, you know, that takes hard work, you know.
Yeah, it do. It really do. And I can see that definitely, I mean, you've collaborated with so many artists. A lot of the ATL, y'all holding it down, blowing up. You feel me? Just doing it major. And I got to show y'all much love. Y'all doing it up
there
in the ATL. And I want to know, as far as your creative juices that flow, you know, who would you say was one of your musical inspirations coming up as a child and a teenager that made you want to get into the industry?
I'm going to tell you this, and everybody always be thinking I'd be tripping when I say it, but, you know, Chris Cross was my inspiration.
Okay.
Because, you know, we were the same age, and it was like, if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
And that was my whole drive. And my mama had got me a ticket to the one of the concerts that they held in Atlanta. And I came back from the concert, and I was like, Mama, I want to rap.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah,
and they said, well, you didn't wear your pants and stuff backwards like them, did you?
Man, I turned my pants backwards like them. I was a Chris Cross fan. I ain't even going to sit right here and lie to you.
Look, okay. Oh, wow. Now, do you feel like the band that they're trying to make against these sagging pants, okay, is appropriate, or do you feel it's too strict?
Man, I feel it's appropriate. I feel it's a little too strict that they're trying to, like, make it a law. If you get, you'll get fined. But
yeah.
I do feel like, you know, if you want somebody to stop judging you, then you should pull your pants up. And if anybody don't understand what I'm saying about that, you know, we did get kind of clean cut. It took me a minute because I was naive like that. I was like, nah, you know. That ain't me. But, you know, when you clean yourself up, believe you me, it shows. And people, you have different people that start talking to you who probably looked at you at one point and walked away. You dress up, a person look at you and walk towards you. Hey, how you doing? I know you don't know me, but I just got to tell you, you look good. And you don't know them from cat rat to shit.
Yeah, that's true.
And I can't say that. But see, this is where we don't tell each other. You see what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to tell you. If you dress up, a person will come compliment you. You will have, if you dress up, you will probably have compliments the whole day. Till you'll want to wear that outfit again. You'll be like, I'm putting this outfit back on next week.
And it's true because you have, like how you were saying earlier, you have to dress for success.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very important, you know, to, like on a job interview, if the man comes, if one comes in a suit and the other one comes with his pants sagging, who's going to get the job?
Yeah, but well, put it in words how they understand it. All right.
Yeah.
We ain't even talking about no job. Say this, I'm going to meet an investor. I'm going to meet an investor, if I walk in there looking like I'm up to no good, he don't want to give me his money. But if I'm going to meet an investor and I'm looking like somebody, he can trust me with his money. First off, because the way I came in there gave him a trust. just off my look, give him a trust. He can trust me.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? But if I come in there looking like, hey, man, what up, dog? I want to get a minute. I'm going to show you what to do with it. And I'm looking like that. That's all he's going to be like, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm cool.
Yeah.
You go in there looking like somebody, he's going to be like, oh, okay, so have you figured out how long it would take for me to make my money back? And this thing, he's going to start talking.
Right, right. That's true.
So, you know, hey.
You're absolutely right.
You ain't got to preach to him about you going to do a job interview. No, if you want somebody to put some money behind you,
yeah,
you got to look like money. Okay, now, if you want somebody to put some money behind you and he a dope boy, yeah, go dress like a dope boy. You cool. He's going to give you all the dope you want. But you got to get out there and sell it yourself.
Right.
Then you might get locked up. So then you got to spend whatever money you made to get yourself out of jail. Then you got to get a lawyer. So you hope you got enough money.
And they say, like, that's just causing more problems on top of more problems. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know? So
because don't nobody want to sit down and tell us, you know, hey, sit down, man. Put on the suit. It'll make you look good.
That's real. You absolutely right about that, you know. But I definitely want to say I appreciate you for coming through, and I know you're a busy man. You got a lot going on, and I just want to say thank you. And I will be voting, so yay. So your girlfriend sugar got love for you. And all the listeners, I'm telling you, y'all go vote. The new album will be out. It'll be spring 2008. You got the show. My brother, some love. I got to give it up to you. And before you go, can you please do a drop for your girl, Brown Sugar?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
All right.
I do this for fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You know, just say something like, you know, this is D-Rock on Brown Sugar Radio. You know, hook it up for me.
Are you asking?
All right. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right,
go ahead.
Hey, yo, this is Yin Yang Twins, and you know we're putting it down with Brown Sugar on Brown Sugar Radio, like, drop that motherfucker. Meow, meow.
I love it. I love it. Well, callers, I'm going to tell you what. We have got to call the wrap for tonight because your girl, Brown Sugar, I'm telling you, I have had so much fun tonight that I know that D-Rock has got a busy schedule, and like I said, you are one of the most down-to-earth and I can say very humble artists. And one question I have before I let you go, how do you stay so grounded? You know, you're not arrogant or big-headed, and even with the huge level of success that you've had, you still remain humble, and I love that about you.
Well, growing up, I always said if I ever became famous, I would never be like the people that who I always ran up to and were like, let me get an autograph. And they probably turned me down. And they were like, oh, man, just wait till I blow up. I never act like you. So it's like when I met Chris Cross.
Okay.
I told them, I said, hey, man, y'all the reason I started rapping.
Mm-hmm.
They thought I was lying. It was like, come on, man, yeah, get out of here. And I'm like, it kind of rubbed me wrong. I'm like, man, I'm really telling you the truth.
Right.
And, but they couldn't see it because they wouldn't own no more. And we was hot at that point. It's like, do you know who you is? I'm like, yeah, dog, but this is who you is.
Right.
I wouldn't be right here. I wouldn't be right here today if it wasn't for you. And they really couldn't take it like that. So, you know.
That's a trip. Real quick, we're going to take one last caller. I'm sorry, callers, I can't take the rest of you. I see too many numbers on here, and your girl Brown Sugar is going to pass out. But this one caller's been waiting so patiently, and this is it Smoozer Sky? Forgive me if I messed your name up. All right, but you are on the air. What's happening?
Hey, girl, what's up?
What's going on? How do you pronounce your name?
Smooth, the networking smooth.
Smooth, okay. Can I just call you Sky?
Sure can, babe.
Because, honey, I'm tearing your name up. You got a question for D-Rock before we go.
I just want to commend you first on your feature. I've been following your show for quite some time, and you are doing an outstanding job, okay?
Aww.
Can you hear me?
That's so sweet.
Oh yeah.
D-Rock, you hear her?
Oh, yeah. I'm listening.
I'm in there. And PB, hey, what up? You guys
okay.
are in there big time, okay? And I love what you do. And your show is outstanding. I love your graphics. I love everything about you.
Oh, you hollering at me now. I thought you were talking to D-Rock. And then you said graphic. I'm like, oh, okay, that's me.
All right.
You guys.
Yeah, hold on. When she started off, she said, first off, I would like to commend you. She started with you. That's why I didn't ever say nothing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You gotta put your nosy ears on.
Yeah. Okay.
See, I'm a very nosy person, so I heard everything she said.
You picked it.
Yeah. I'm like, she ain't got the need yet.
Well, let me tag
you so much, God. Thank you, girl.
Let me see what happens
when you get tired and you're trying to operate the switchboard, and I got two different tasks going. But go ahead, Mama. Thank you so much.
Multitasking in the best way, because you know,
okay.
It's all
talented,
that.
Girl.
You got it going on.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Let me tag on and say, PB, you're her co-host, and whoever does your graphics is. Absolutely outstanding.
That would be PB. Yeah, that PB does
you?
It. Yes, PB does.
Okay.
Well, what about me?
What about D-Rock?
Yeah, you don't thank everybody except for me. I know I'm just a guest, but
that's what that's all about.
I'm just a guest, but you know.
You in the cut too, boo? Okay.
Oh, I'm in the cut.
You in it. I mean, it's your whole camp, okay? Brown Sugar, it's your whole team. You guys are doing an outstanding job. So, can you hear me? I don't know. It's kind of choppy a little bit, but, you know.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. You cool?
Yeah, I heard your Trina interview the other night. Outstanding.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to be a friend, okay?
Aww. You know what? I feel like this. I want to show as much love as I can to my hip-hop community. You feel me? And because hip-hop has been under this supposedly attack, I want to get as many artists as I can and support them, show them love. You feel me? Because I believe that hip-hop, it embraces the black culture. You know what I'm saying? And music is soothing, it's healing. And, I mean, yeah, they got some music. It's just dance music. That's all it is. You feel me? You got to differentiate between what is a reality and what is just for entertainment purposes, and I believe that's where people have gotten the whole hip-hop ordeal twisted and taking it and running with it, making it worse than what it should be. It's just entertainment. That's all it is.
Well, what I think is a lot of people not looking at these writers of these movies. They're just looking at these writers of these songs and not looking at the writers of these movies.
For real. Well,
the writers of these movies, they putting more unrealistic stuff out here than the norm. But every movie that you see, tell me right or wrong, do they have a sex scene?
Okay, sex and booty and titties, everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, they have a sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a movie without a sex scene, you probably think that movie lame.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? They got all kind of violence and stuff in there, people fighting and shooting each other, cutting each other up, you know? So it plays along the same roles. What's the difference between music and movies? You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And they both have to be rated. You feel me?
I feel you.
So most definitely. But I appreciate you calling in and showing Brown Sugar Radio some love. I seen you was waiting patiently there, and I wanted to grab you. The rest of the callers, I apologize. I cannot absolutely not take any more calls. But I just want to say thank you so much.
Wow, come on, man. We got to take one more caller. Just one more caller.
Want to take one more? I'm from the Jagannot.
Just one more.
Go ahead.
You want to ask another question?
Man, just.
Yeah, I want to thank you for answering my question.
Okay.
The guys, the Yin Yang Twins, what they're going to be doing in the next 2 years.
Oh, yes. Okay, and tell them the rest of that comment. I'm sorry. You were stating, I couldn't read the rest of it because the chat box kept moving. But you were saying that about the children.
As I speak, but I said I'm from the BC and the Jagannot camp, and I just wanted to ask the guys, where do they see themselves and you know, in the next 2 years? I mean, we are very happy what they're doing now, but can we see him in movies? What TV or what?
Right. He did answer that question for you. I don't know, did you miss it when you ran to grab your phone?
And then I ran to the car to get the phone.
Yeah. See. All right, well, since you didn't hear me. Yeah, we tapping into all that. Like me personally, I didn't know. Did you say 10 years or 2 years?
2 years, just 2.
Oh, the next 2 years.
2 years.
Oh, well, the next 2 years, my main goal, me and Kane's main goal, is to show everybody that since we have parted from College Park, we can still hold it up on our own. Because a lot of people think since we have parted from College Park that we cannot hold it up on our own. That was our reason for not re-signing with College Park, to show we grown now. You know, you done showed us the way. Now let us take it and take it a little further. And that's what any kid, any child is that way. When you raise your child, you're going to raise your child to the most that you can do, and he or she going to leave your house,
right.
And you hope that they're doing good.
Right.
So that's the scenario where it is right now. In 2 years, I hope that we done showed everybody what we know. Mm-hmm. We know we can do it without College Park. Everybody is looking at it like, okay, can they do it without College Park? We know we can. So be prepared to see us.
And yeah, that's right. All things are possible if you only believe. You know, the sky's the limit. You feel me? And that's the thing where people, you already believe in that you can achieve it, so you already there.
Yeah, I think a lot of it will confuse people is that we were so, our camp was so homebody that it was all in one. You see what I'm saying? You had the rappers and the producer, and for which the producer was the record label. So that's what's kind of confusing people because College Park made all our beats. Just because he made all our beats, didn't mean we write them raps. It's two sides to every story, you know. He can make a beat, but we still have to write the rap to make you want to listen to the song.
It's a collaborative
effort. Okay.
Yes. So you have producers everywhere.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It don't stop just because we are not signed with College Park. We're gonna take it to another level. Okay. Yeah. We want to show the masses that yes, we can do it.
Yes.
So in 2 years. You going to say, Yin Yang done it without College Park.
Right.
And that's going to be your tag on to the end of it. They go back to the question that Buddy had asked me about the beef. Now, it ain't no beef, but the same way you seeing College Park doing his thing this year, I mean, last year, 08 is Yin Yang year.
Okay.
He can have his year, and we're going to have our year.
That's what's up.
We're going to be like Brandy and Monica in this thing. You get your chance, get mine. We're going to be like us and Justin Timberlake. You get your year, and I get mine. It ain't stopped.
Okay.
Everybody make money.
Right.
It's enough money out here for all of us.
That's what I'm saying,
it is.
Are you guys coming to Orlando? I'm not in Orlando. I'm Sky. Sorry about that. My name is
Look
Sky.
At us from
I'm
the
Orlando.
East Coast to the West, huh?
Yep. We sure live. We're supposed to be coming there soon, if I ain't mistaken.
On the 17th, I just hit up your MySpace. Are you here?
When they coming to Vegas? Do it say on the MySpace as you looking? When y'all coming? Do it say when they coming to Vegas? Ain't no Vegas up there.
Let me check it.
D-Rock, you know I'm going to get you now if ain't no Vegas up there.
Man,
y'all got to holler at the girl.
Well,
you can't
get me because we just spot dating right now because we don't have the album out there. You know, we just out here just doing our thing. The tour's going to really crank up when the album get ready to come out.
All right.
Hold on. You already know we have to go round and round and round and round to everybody with that free. It go back to what I was saying. Hold on. It go back to what I was saying earlier. Them dues that you got to pay,
right.
When you got to do them shows for free,
right. Yeah,
you're
going to
see me in Vegas. Believe you me, you're going to see
all
me
right,
in Vegas.
I saw
it in Brown Sugar and the 17th, Orlando, the Amway Center is where I saw you. So that's my
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
That's
yep.
what's up.
Yep, yep.
All
you right, like
Dad.
That.
Well, All right. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Sky, for calling in and showing Brown Sugar Radio some love. D-Rock, I have enjoyed you this evening. I want to say thank you so much for coming through, and we are definitely going to keep our eyes open for that new album and show you some love. So anytime,
I can't even, believe we done. I thought we had some more to go.
You really left. You know what, my,
everybody always say, you know, Yin Yang can have, we have our own radio show.
Okay.
Just like old girl said she was sociable, I'm sociable too. I like talking.
That's good. I like that. I do. I think it's a great thing. You feel me? Because I can relate to you. I feel comfortable around you. You know what I'm saying? You like the homeboy. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Whereas, you know, some celebrities, you don't really know how to approach them because some of them are kind of rude and arrogant.
But you
want
to know why? Because everybody's not wise men.
Yeah.
You have your men, and you have your wise men.
Mm-hmm.
The
That's
men,
real.
You know, you like hanging around them for a second, and it's like, yeah. All right, let's get this over with.
Yeah.
The wise man, and you like, okay, what's the next thing he going to say?
Aw, look at that. Well, you know,
I hang around, I love hanging around wise men. I want somebody that's going to show me how to better myself. I can't hang around nobody who just as fucked up as me.
Yeah, that's real.
Hey, come on. If he can't better himself, how he going to help me better myself?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people understand, too. You run from the nerds when you need to be hanging around a nerd.
Because
a nerd don't help you.
That's real.
The nerd going to help you. Your homeboy's going to leech off you.
Yeah, that's true. What they call it, you got your balcony thinkers and then your basement thinkers, you know. And the balcony people going to reach you up to the top with them. They're going to pull you up, not step on you, you feel me, and bring you down. And that's real talk right there. I do believe in that, surrounding yourself with big thinkers and surrounding yourself with go-getters, people that want something out of life. And that's what's up.
Yes.
All right. If
you want something and your homeboy don't want nothing, he don't never want to see you have something because he don't want to see you have more than him.
That's real. Mm-hmm. That's true. So, but definitely, like I said, anytime you want to come back to Brown Sugar Radio, you are welcome. You know, anything you want to help promote when the album come out, if you want to come back then, you feel me? And we continue to help you promote it, get it out there, whatever. I got your back.
Hey, I ain't even got a call to promote. Even if I called to preach knowledge to these young kids, I'm cool.
But
people don't understand the kids are our future. So if the kids are our future, how do I want my future to be 10 years from now? I want my future to be educated. I don't want my future to be misguided. And right now they're being misguided.
Yeah, they are. You right about that.
How can we teach our future to be leaders and not followers?
That's true. See, now definitely, I'm going to have to take you up on that because you have a lot of children that look up to you. You feel me? And I believe that you already are such an inspiration because of the fact you do care about education. But when they see, you know what, not only does he care about children and them bettering themselves, but he also believes in, you know, being around positive people and surrounding himself with people that want to, you know, move forward in life, not be stagnated and stay in the same place. Because one thing I can say, for you to get to the level of success that you have, that's awesome. But to stay there, that's a blessing.
Yeah, that's how I take everything that comes towards me. It's a blessing for me to be in this position. So how can I give someone else this same blessing? That's like giving them a little knowledge. That's why I'm a wise man. I'm not just a man. No, I'm a wise man because I'm gonna help the next person. I'm not just thinking about myself. If I think about myself, then it's going to catch up with me in the long run.
Wow. Well, definitely I want to book you for another show. We got to do that, you know, have an inspirational show. You feel me? we got to do that. And definitely for all my listeners, you know, you can hit me up. Any questions, comments, suggestions you have on Brown Sugar Radio, you can hit me up at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. And remember, it's sugar, S-U-G-A. No R. And also, too, D-Rock, you can hit me up at that email address anytime if you want to definitely, you know, stay in contact so that we can do this show. Because I definitely, I can hit you up on MySpace. You and my top friends. I got you in there. And I want to, you know, definitely follow up with you within the next couple of months or so, because I think that is so important to our, not only the black community and culture, but just children, period.
Well, hold on. The reason why I'm going to say, I'm going to say the black community, period, because we are not unifying ourselves. Us as a black community, we're not unified. And the reason why is because we cannot trust one another, because we were not never taught to trust one another. We was taught that you can't trust nobody, and that's wrong. That's the wrong way to think. Yeah, you can't trust nobody, but that means nobody, period. It don't mean just because you're black. That means nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
you can do business with anybody. That's where we're not unified, because us as a black race, we do not want to show the next man how to make $1 million. I made my $1 million. I'm going to keep it to myself because I want to keep on making more money. Yeah,
that's
it is wrong.
Mentality.
When you're supposed to say, okay, look here, this is how I made $1 million. This is what you need to do. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, 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 yada. Yada, 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 yada. We do not do that. White people do that all day long.
Right.
And I'm going to put it out there. The new minority of the United States, the Mexicans, they do that. Believe you me, they packed up in one house, 24 Mexicans in one house. But best believe in 10 years, all of them spread out and go get their own. Unity, that's what they teaching. Unity, we can all work together. All right, they stay in one house. We're going to split the rent. You get this bill, you get this bill, you get that bill, and ain't no problems. You see what I'm saying? Everybody helping everybody. But black people know we can't do that. If I come stay with you, you let me stay with you. I don't have to give you no rent. As soon as you say rent, what a black person going to do? What? I thought we were homeboys. I thought we were better than that.
you are too funny. Lord, but D-Rock, like I said, I have enjoyed you so much. And we could go on and on and on. You feel me? I mean, you just full of so much inspiration and knowledge, and I appreciate it. But we're going to have to close for tonight. As much as I don't want to call it, your girl Brown Sugar is tired because I work.
Hey, well, all your listeners, y'all know what y'all need to do. Y'all need to tell her to get D-Rock back on the phone. Man, get D-Rock in the studio. Now.
For real.
I can be Brown Sugar co-host now. And y'all are all listening.
For real, because you know Blog Talk Radio has over 8 million listeners, okay? And over 55,000 people write blogs about Blog Talk Radio, so definitely.
So that means 8 million listeners right now listening to me, telling them or telling the kids, y'all need to get an education. Well, I'm going to speak to the black people. I'm going to single us out for a minute. Black people, we need to get unified. If we do not unify ourselves, we finna get took out the picture real quick.
Right.
Because you can't be black and poor no more, because too many black people making more too much money. So they're trying to knock out the poor black people. That's where they're trying to bring the new minority in. And the new minority trying to knock us out the box. So y'all better open y'all eyes up real quick, or we're going to get left behind. And when we get left behind, they're going to X us out, and it's going to be easy.
Yeah. We can't have that happen. We definitely don't want to.
If you got black people don't want to learn, come on. Yeah. We don't want to learn. We want to be dope boys. We want to take the easy way out. No. Knowledge is power. The more you know, the more powerful you are, the more they're afraid of you.
That's, and the further you go, and one thing my mom used to always tell me, education can't, no one ever take that from you. Once you get it, no one can ever take that from you.
Yes,
you know?
The more you know, the more powerful you are, and the more they're afraid of you. They become more afraid of you the more that you know.
You become intimidated, absolutely.
It's just like this is one story that you, sad to put it this way, but I'm going to put it this way. American gangster, Frank Lucas.
Yeah.
He was doing more than what a black person had supposed to have been doing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So the white government couldn't even see that a black man had got this powerful. They were like, no, how he going to get more powerful than the white mafia?
Mm-hmm.
Because he took the time out to think.
Right, right.
He educated himself.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? The man who he was with educated him. He showed him how to do what he was doing.
Right,
even
right,
though
right.
he was pushing heroin, he pushed it to the limit.
Right.
I'm just saying, but he pushed it to the limit. He said, okay, let me knock out the middleman. This man went over the band cop. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He did his thing. That's what I'm saying. And the more powerful you are, the more they cannot touch you.
Right, right.
Like this day and age, you cannot be that big of a dope boy no more. No.
Oh,
you got too much. You got too much technology going on right now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
the more powerful you can become is the most that you learn. And they teach you that in school. I'm saying, they teaching you this in school for free.
Mm.
You can become powerful. I'll teach it for free.
Yeah, that's true.
Knowledge is power.
Yep, you're right.
But you know,
you right about that.
I don't want to hold everybody up. They might think I'm holding y'all up.
You're not holding us up. I'm just looking at the switchboard, and we only got about 3 minutes remaining, and the show's gonna cut off in a minute.
I'm
going to
talk this 3 minutes. Bow.
Go ahead, D-Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You say, I got something to say, and I'm going to let it be heard.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. All right. Since I've been talking to the kids, I know the kids done heard me. Now I got to switch it up and talk to these grown folks.
Okay, go ahead.
If you gonna ski, and make a baby, please take care of your responsibility. That's what's messing us up too. Because, but that's what's messing us up too. Because we don't have too many fathers out here. Hold on. I know a lot of daddies. I don't know too many fathers.
Okay.
I know a lot of daddies.
Mm.
I don't know too many fathers, and that's what I'm kind of getting mad at. I'm like, okay, if you gonna sit right here and do what you do with the lady, and something goes down. You know, you got to be round because somebody got to keep on holding up the fort. This is the reason why kids don't want to learn because they don't have both parents. You ain't got to be together. It sounds crazy. You ain't got to be together. But
take care of your responsibility.
That was done way before we was born. You know, the half and half parents, that been there.
Just
because you ain't with that baby mama don't mean you're not with that child.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the crazy part. When a person, when a man break up with his baby mama, he break up with their child. And that's what's killing me. No, you can't break up with that child. You broke up with that baby mama, but you left something there for life. So take care of it. Because they need you more than you think.
They really do. You know,
they don't need you.
Daughters, you know how they say, well, I got a son, you know, but the daughters need to be with their mama. She don't need me like that. That's not true. I believe daughters need their fathers just as much as sons need their fathers. You know, they're both important. You know,
well,
I've heard that several times.
Well, hold up. One thing about it is they preach that men need their fathers, but really it's daughters who need their fathers because daughters really be... You know, daddy's baby, and the boys really be mama's baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they go to the two.
Right.
They know when to go to the two. So you do need both of them.
Mm-hmm.
As me personally, I didn't never have no daddy, but it was a lot of things that I couldn't talk to my mom about that I wanted to talk to my dad about. I ain't never have one there. You see what I'm saying? And just as
Same
go as with a female. It's things that she'll talk to her daddy about that she wouldn't talk to her mom about, but it's things she'll talk to her mom about that she wouldn't talk to her daddy about.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the only what? The becoming of a woman stage, she needs to talk to her mama, she don't want to talk to her daddy. But everything else, she'll go to her daddy and ask every advice.
Yeah.
And it's just like a boy. A boy would go to his mama and ask all the advice. But when that boy had that weird dream, who you want to go to? He want to go to his daddy. Daddy, what happened?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So you need both parents. It can't do one without the other. And that's what we lacking at.
Yeah.
You don't have I'm not stressing that we have to be together. I'm just stressing that you need to take care of your responsibility.
Okay, preach on. Look, preach on, brother. Yeah, shoot, okay. If all y'all brothers out there, I hope y'all listening. Because that's some real talk. Real talk, shoot.
You're saying if you say you a man, and you done had a child, you're not no full man if you're not taking care of your child. And I hate for a dude to have 2-3 different children out here he ain't messing with.
Yeah. Ooh, isn't it terrible?
It ain't terrible. It ain't terrible. That's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
That we would do ourselves like that as a race. You see what I'm saying? Because it's like, all right, I can just skeet off in her and just leave.
And that ain't your business right there.
Yeah. So what am I implying to my little boy the little boy I just skeeted? When he grow up, who gonna tell him? Oh, what's gonna be told?
Yeah.
Oh, it's cool, man. You ain't have no daddy. I ain't have no daddy neither, man. That's how we do, you know. Just make a baby and leave. You're not implying nothing good.
Right.
When you through with the baby mama, that don't mean you through with the child.
Right.
The child is forever.
That's right.
You made a commitment when you said, all right, you can go on and have it, because they do have abortions. If she cornered you, she cornered you. You need to go on and take care of your responsibility.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know? So definitely, like I said, I do appreciate it, you know, everything you're speaking, because we need to hear this, you know? And I believe that it's important to spread the word and let each and every single young man that's out there now know that, you know, if you play, you pay. You know, and it's all about being responsible. If they know they're not ready to be a father, then they need to make
then
sure
you
they
need, then you need to wrap it up.
Okay, that's
BTT
what I was going to say.
All time, wrap it up.
Yeah.
If you don't want no child, wrap it up.
That's
they
it.
They call them condoms.
Okay.
And they sell them in every convenience store. If you don't want no baby, play it safe.
Okay.
If the condom break, pull out. Quit.
Okay. For real. Instead of making all these babies and stuff. But D-Rock, it looks like we only got about 59 seconds left remaining. Did you have anything that you wanted to promote or anything that I know your album and stuff coming up, but any special event or anything?
I just wanted to say to everybody who listening, I love y'all more than y'all know, because without y'all, it wouldn't be no yin yang. I love my fans. So y'all keep buying our album, and y'all keep listening. But other than that, please, send your kids to school and make them learn. Learning is fun. It ain't all about just selling drugs. It's kind of getting me that everybody want to be dope boys right now.
All right.
If everybody be dope, boys, it ain't going to be that much money.
Okay. All right, D-Rock. Well, I appreciate your time. And most definitely, you be blessed and have a good evening.
All right, you too.
We're going to go ahead and close out with that new single. And keep it locked. All right.
It's a new single. Drop that mama.
Say what, man?
Now, wouldn't you be fans? Everybody get a sip and a lip. See the corker, they begin when they be drinking a beer. And they be pulling on the mama like, girl, come here. Pulling on the mama like, girl, come here. I'm Santa Claus, didn't you hear? Tell Johnny say, think what you want this year. Everybody get it to your house out of summer. Who? Peter Pan taking with his offer. You know we crank the club. Black magic in here, so drink it up. And you gon' be just as drunk as up. You gon' be just as drunk as up.
I wanna see you gyrate on the floor. Pull your body like you want this dope. Listen right here for the sexy girl. With a 2-piece song, gon' work it, girl. She'll make it keep coming. Spending your money. When your mind need to be on your woman. But the way she do, you hypnotize. With a birthday suit all in your eyes. Hey, bartender, bring another round. Tip y'all on the floor, slide sliding down. So you might as well make it rain. Temptation all around, you calling your name. They know what they got and they know how to use it.
Drop that motherfucker.
To the music.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove. And the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.